Today's daf is Yuma Daf Samech Vav, and we are at the Mishnah, 24 lines from the top of Daf Samech Vav Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, of Vadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Elio Zeb Ben Brindel, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Sara Bas Batya, Refol Yaakov Ben Rachel Chava, David Ben Shoshana, Aryeh Eliezer ben Malka, Avram Menachem ben Leah Edel, and Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basya. Today's daf's being learned as a schus via Cheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf's being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yubadal Lechayim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing the Mishnayis that discuss the Avoida on Yom Kippur. The last Avoidois that the Kohen Gadol did were the Hazo'is with the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoher. The Dam HaPar that was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdosh, the Kodoshov for the Kohanim, and the Dam HaSoher, which was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdosh Kodoshov of the Bnei Yisrael. Now the Kohen Gadol is ready to go to the Sor HaMishtaleach, that's the other of the two Seirim, and do the necessary avodah. Says the Mishnah, Baloi Eitzel Sar HaMishtaleach, the Kohen Gadol went to the Sar HaMishtaleach. V'soymich Shtei Yodav Olav, he leaned his two hands on this goat, umisvada, and he said, Vidui, V'kach Hoya Omer, and this was the Nusach of the Vidui, Ono Hashem, Avu Pashu Chatu Lefanecha Amchi Yisrael, Ono Bashem, Kaper No Lechatoim, V'lavoynois, V'lapshoim, Shachatu V'sha'avu V'sha'pashu Lefanecha Amchi Beis Yisrael, Kakosu B'teiras Moshe Avdecho Leimor, Ki B'yem Azei Yichaper Aleichem L'tayr Reschem, Mikol Chatei Seichem Lefnei Hashem Tetoro. So the Kohen Gadol went to the Sar Mishtaleach, he said, Vidui, this is, if we're keeping Cheshbin, the third time that the Kohen Gadol said Vidui. The first time the Kohen Gadol said Vidui was on the par. The second time the Kohen Gadol said Vidui was on the par. This is the third Vidui, and this was said on the Sar HaMishtaleach. The Sar Lashem had no Vidui. So twice the Kohen Gadol said Vidui on the par, and once he said it on the Sar HaMishtaleach. And if you read the Lashon of the Mishnayis carefully, the Nusach, the text of the Vidui was a little different between the three. The first Vidui, the Kohen Gadol said, Ana Hashem, Chatasi Ani Uvesi. He was being misfada for him and his immediate family. The second Vidui, he mentioned himself again, but this time he included all the Kayhanim. And the third time he said Vidui, it was Avu, Pashu, Chatu Lefanecha, Amcha Beis Yisrael. He was being misvada for all of the Bnei Yisrael. Says the Mishnah, V'akoyan, V'homo, Im de Mazorah. The Kehanim and Om that was standing in the Azorah, K'shay Shemim, Shem HaMefoyrish. Shu Yoytze Mipi Kohen Gadol. When they heard the Shem HaMefoyrish leave the mouth of the Kohen Gadol, and they heard it three times, every time the Kohen Gadol was misvada. So if you go through the Nusach of the Vidui carefully, three times the Kohen Gadol mentioned the Shem Hashem, and he didn't just say Hashem the way we say it today, but he said the Shem Hashem, the Shem HaMefoyrish, Kiksi Vasoi. So when the people that were standing in the Azara heard this, Hayukorim u'mishtachadim v'noiflan al peneim, they were mishtachadim v'oimrim, and they said, Baruch Shem kivoyim malchusoi lo'ilam vod. So this part of the Mishnah we've spoken about a lot, and now we're going to go weiter. Masu l'mishahim alichoi. Then the Kohen Gadol took the Sar HaMishtaleach and he gave it over to the person whose job it was going to be to take the Sar HaMishtaleach to the midbar. Hakol ksherin lo hilichai. So we mention this person whose job it is to take the Sar HaMishtaleach to the midbar. So who is kosher? Says the Mishnah, everyone is kosher, meaning even a non-Kohen. Elo, stating that, but the Kohanim got together and they decided that we're only going to allow a Kohen to bring the Sar. So the Gemara is going to elaborate on this a little bit, bring a source for this, but really, me'ikar adin, even a non-Kohen, even a Zar, was allowed to take the Sar Mishtaleach and bring it to the Midbar. However, the Minig was not that way. The Minig was that a Kohen would always do it. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said, that's not what I heard. Maisa, I was told, there was a story, the Ha'ilichai Arshala, a fellow by the name of Arsala, the Yisrael Haya, he wasn't a Kohen, he was a Yisrael, and he was the one that took the Sar HaMidbara. So this that the Mishnah says, that the Kehanim got together and they made up that they wouldn't allow a non-Kohen to take the Sar to the Midbar, Rabbi Yosi said, that's not what I was told. Regardless, V'kevesh, Asuloi, they made a ramp, a platform that this Ish-Iti would stand on and then walk the Sar HaMishtaleach out of the Azara. And the reason was for his protection, the Pnei HaBavliim. It was because of the Babylonians. So the Babylonians would pull the hair. So it's not clear who's here. Do we mean the hair of the Ishiti? Or do we mean the hair of the goat? So there's two different Mahalchim in the Rishayim. Some say Shayim Metal Shem Besare, they would literally pull at the hair or the payas of the Ish Iti. Some say Shayim Metal Shem Besare, it's referring to the Sar of the goat. For Oymam Loisa, why were they pulling his hair? Because they were telling him, Tul Vitzei, Geisha and Gea Bissel Shnella. The Gemara again is going to elaborate on this. Regardless, we've now shifted our attention from the more intense sugyas that deal with the Sar Lashem and the Par and the Zrikis and the Hazois and all the different Kachemdiga sugyas to the idea of the Sar HaMishtalech. And the Mishnah said two things. Number one, the Kohen Gadol was misvada. He would say vidoy on the Sar HaMishtalech. Number two, the Mishnah says the Sar HaMishtalech then had to be sent out into the Midbar. As the Torah says, we'll see a little bit more about that tomorrow, who was kosher to take the Sar HaMishtalech into the Midbar? So the Mishnah says, HaKol Ksherun LaHilicha. Really, everybody was kosher. However, Sha'asu HaKohanim, but the Kayanim had this thing that they wouldn't allow a non-Kayan to do it. Rabbi Yossi said, that's not what I heard. And another thing the Mishnah says is that they tried to protect this Ish-Iti while he was taking the Sar La'Azazel. Apparently, his life was in a little bit of danger because there were Babylonians that used to pull at his hair, or maybe the hair of the Tsar, and they would say, Geishon, Tul Vitzei, you're not moving fast enough. We want you to take this goat already and bring it into the Midbar. Zok to Gemara. So when the Mishnah mentioned the Nusach of the Vidoy that the Kohen Gadol said on the Tsar Mishtaleach, so he said, Avu Pashu Chatu Lefanecha, Amcha Beis Yisrael, says the Gemara of Ilu B'nei Yaharin, Am K'tei Shech Aliyam. The Kohen Gadol didn't mention the Kohanim. He said Amcha Beis Yisrael, but he omitted the Kohanim. Man Tana. So who then must be the Tana of Mishnah? Rabbi Yirmi, yes, Rabbi Yirmi said the like Rabbi Yehuda. It must be not like Rabbi Yehuda. Ik Rabbi Yehuda, because if the Tana of Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Yeish Lehem Kapara B'Sara Mishtalech. Rabbi Yehuda said that the Kohanim got kapara through the Sar HaMishtalech. So the Rabbi Yehuda that the Gemara is referring to was mentioned on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara there mentioned the Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon exactly how the Par, the Sar, and the Sar HaMishtalech were mechaper respectively. And Rabbi Yehuda's shita was that the Par of the Kohen Gadol was mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav for all the Kohanim. The Sar Lashem was mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav for the rest of Klal Yisrael. The Sar HaMishtaleach was mechaper for all Averois, not called Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, for all of the Bnei Yisrael. Included in that is Am Kedoshecha, is the Kayanim. Because the only kapara so far that the Kayanim got was for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav that they got through the Par. So by the time you get to the Sar HaMishtaleach, we've checked off Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Incidentally, we've also checked off Lashon Hara, because the Ketores of Lefnai V'Lefnim was Mechaper on Lashon Hara. But not the Kayanim, not the Bnei Yisrael. Nobody got kapara yet from all the other Averis. So the Sar HaMishtaleach was mechaper for that. So the Gemara is a little troubled with the Lashon of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that when the Kohen Gadol said vidui on the Sar HaMishtaleach, and the vidui is a declaration of what the Sar HaMishtaleach is going to be mechaper, on a deeper level, the vidui was mechaper. But regardless, the kapara is going to be attained through the Sar HaMishtaleach for who? For Amcha Beis Yisrael, for the Gemara. What happened to the Kayanim? And the Gemara says the most obvious answer. Abaya Amar, Abaya said, Afilo Teimi Rabbi Yehuda. Who said the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yehuda? Atu Kayhanim Lav Bechal Amchi Yisrael. Since when are the Kayhanim not part of Amchi Yisrael? It doesn't say Yisrael as opposed to Kayhan Velevi. It says Amchi Yisrael. When the Pasuk says Bnei Yisrael, it doesn't include the Kayhanim. It's true, Shevet Levi is different. They're on a pedestal. There was a Havdalah of Shevet Levi. But at the same time, if the Mishnah says Amcha Beis Yisrael, there's no reason to say that that Lashon HaMishnah can't include it if even the Kayhanim. And the truth is, says Abaya, the Mishnah could be even Alibi the Rabbi Yehuda. The third video on the Sar HaMishtaleach was even for the Kayhanim, because even the Kayhanim needed Kapara from the Sar HaMishtaleach, because the only Kapara they got from the Par was for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. But as it relates to Shara Averis, just like the Bnei Yisrael, and together with the Bnei Yisrael, they got Kapara from the Sar HaMishtaleach. There's a very interesting Chiddush that the Afla says in his Panim Yafis, as it relates very much to this Gemara, but we just have to preface it with one Ha'ara that the Hafla asks, short Ha'ara, and that is, the Kohen Gadol said Vidui three times. That's why when we go through the Seder Avoid on Yom Kippur in the Machzer, whether you go through Ata Koinanta, or whether you go through Amitz Koyach, you say Vidui three times, because the Kohen Gadol said Vidui three times, twice on the Par, and the third time on the Sar. But as we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, the exact language of the three Viduyim were different. The first time the Kohen Gadol said Vidui, he was Mesvadef Ani Uveisi. It was Kapara for him and his family. The second time he said Ani Uveisi, and I'm Kedosh Echa, and all the Kehanim. The third time, it's like the Mishnah we just said, Avu, Pashu, Chatu Lefanecha, Amcha Beis Yisrael. He meant all of Klal Yisrael. So again, very clear Ha'ara. The first time, it was for him and his family. The second time, it was for him, his family, and all the other Kehanim. The third time, it was for the rest of Bnei Yisrael. Freak that flaw. Why did the Kohen Gadol have to be Mesvada twice for him and his family? The first time, it's Ani Beis. The second time, it's Am Kedosh Echa. The third time, it's Amcha Beis Yisrael. Why did he have to mention Ani Uveisi the second time? It would make more sense. The first time Ani Uveisi, second time the Kayanim, and the third time Amcha Beis Yisrael. That's the Haflos Kasha. Pasha Tahar. And he says a tremendous Chiddush. He says that even though we just mentioned that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that the way the Kapara was attained was the Kayanim got Kapara for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh of through the Par. Klal Yisrael got kapara for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh of through the Sar, and then all of Klal Yisrael got kapara for all other Averis throughout the Sar Mishtaleach. There was one exception to that rule, and that was the Kohen Gadol. The Sar Mishtaleach was not mechaper for the Kohen Gadol. So if the Sar Mishtaleach wasn't mechaper for the Kohen Gadol, how did the Kohen Gadol get kapara for all Averis, not Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh of? He got the kapara for that through the Par as well. So when we say the Par was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh of only, you have to read the fine print. There's a little asterisk. You look at the bottom and it says, with the exception of the Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol did get Kapara for Shara Averis, even through the Par. Says the Aflod, that's why the Kohen Gadol was Mesvada for Ani Uveisi twice on the Par. The first time it was for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh of. The second time it was for all the other Averis. So the Snorim Mishtaleach that was Mechaper for all of Bnei Yisrael, there was one exception to that rule as well. And that is, not for the Kohen Gadol. So it's interesting. The Par was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav for all the Kohanim, plus Shar Averis for the Kohen Gadol. The Sarag Lashem was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav for the rest of Klal Yisrael. The Sora Mishtaleach was Mechaper for all other Averis for all of Klal Yisrael, with the exception of the Kohen Gadol. That's the revised understanding of how the Kapara happened per the Gevaldige Chiddush that the Haflah says in Parshas Achrimos in the Panim Yafes. I saw the Chassam Sofer in the Chassam Sofer Al HaTorah in Parshas Achrimos brings this Chiddush from Moiri V'Rabi HaHaflah that the Kohen Gadol was somehow on a pedestal. And he says, what's the pshat? What's the reason that the Sora Mishtaleach for what was not mechaper for the Averis of the Kohen Gadol? So he says, because what did the Sar Mishtaleach do? The Pasuk says, V'nasa ha-sar olav es kol avinoisam el eretz gezerah. Took the Averis of the Bnei Yisrael and it brought it to Eretz Gezerah. It was carrying all the Averis of Klal Yisrael. So the Chassam Sofer said, when did this happen? It happened on Yom Kippur. He says, Yidden on Yom Kippur do tshuva. He said, but most Yidden, when they do tshuva miyera. When a Yid does tshuva miyera, it's doinois nasa shkagas. So all the Averis that the person did remain Averis. They get downgraded. They go from being an Avera b'mezit to an Avera b'shoikik. But an Avera nonetheless. And being that it's an Avera, you want to take the Averis, you put it on the plates of the goat, v'nosa hasor olav es kol avinoisav al eretz gzera. But he says when a tzaddik does tshuva, he does tshuva me'ahava. And tshuva me'ahava is doinois nasu schuyois. So he said to take the Averis of the grace of tzaddikim and to put them on the soil, v'nosa hasor all of us kol avinoisav, ahadishkan averis. You're going to give him your mitzvahs? Why would you take the mitzvahs and bring it lazazel? So he says, the Kohen Gadol who represents the tzaddik hadar, who does tshuva me'ahava, you're not going to take the averis and put it on the soil. And the gather of the kapara of the Sora Mishtaleach said the Chassam Sofer is v'nasa asor all of his kol avinoisam al eretz gzeira. So he says that's the hesber in what Moiri V'Rabi HaFlah said on a little bit of a deeper level. That's this gather. Regardless, that's the chiddush of the Panim Yafes. with the Hosafa of the grace of Talmud of the Panim Yafis, the Halig Chasam Sefer. So Gemara right there, Masru L'Mitzvah Meidlichoy. So after the Kohen Gadol said Vidur and the Sar Mishtalech, he took the Sar and he handed it over to the Mishan Meidlichoy. Now the Pasuk, when it describes the Mishan Meidlichoy, uses a very interesting term. The Shilach, the Pasuk says, Biad Ish Iti Hamidvar, the whole Pasuk. The Samach Aharon Ishtei Yodav Al Rosh HaSar HaChar. That was the mission. Then he puts the Averos on the head of the Sawyer. And he hands it over to the Ishiti to take it to the Midbar. That was the end of the mission. Says the Gemara. Pasuk says, Ishiti. Ish lahachshar es hazar. Doesn't have to be a guy. Even a zar is allowed to do this. Iti, what does that mean? Sheyehe mezumen. Rashi, muchon lekach me'esmal. He has to have been prepared. So he couldn't just take someone and give it to that person. Whoever this person is, doesn't have to be a kohen, doesn't need that many credentials, but at the same time, he had to have been mezumen. He had to have prepared it. Vafi, says the Gemara, not just that, iti. From the word iti we learn, vafnilu b'shabes. The Sa'ir, Lazazel, was taken out even on Shabbos. Iti, another halacha, Vafila betoma, even betoma. Rashi says the basis for this drasha is that just like Karbonas Sibu were brought on Shabbos, even though it involves Chol Shabbos, Karbonas Sibu were brought betoma, even though you can't even enter the Beis HaMikdash betoma, let alone do an Avoida betoma, but it says in the Torah, Bim Mayadai, Sugis and Mesachtes Psachim, and from Bim Mayadai we learn Afila b'Shabbos, Bim Mayadai we learn Afila betoma. The word Mayadai means in its time. In its time means it doesn't matter what's getting in the way. But if today is the day that you're supposed to bring this carbon, you bring this carbon. In the same vein, Iti is Miloshin Ace, Moyed, Zman. That's the point. So the Ish Iti would bring the Sar HaMishtaleach even in a state of Tumah and even the Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to explain all this. So again, we had three halachas. From Ish, we learn even a Zar, and from Iti, we learn Mezumen. And I feel the Shabbos betumah. So the Gemara ish lachshes azar pshita. What's the havamina? Why would you think you need a kohen? Interesting question. Maybe it's an avoda. Maybe that's why you would think you need a kohen. But that's the Gemara's question. Pshita. Now the time I would have thought kapara k'siva be. Being that kapara comes through the sar mishtaleach, so therefore you need a kohen. A kohen is the one that always does avoda. He's the one that gives Klal Yisrael kapara. So you would have thought that maybe it has to be a kohen. Kamash malan. That's the chiddush. Iti vafilu b'shabbos. The Brisa then said iti even on Shabbos. The my hilchasa. What's the chiddush? Meaning, why would you think it's not toich Shabbos? I'm Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, or better, what chil Shabbos does taking the sawyer la'azazel involve that you need a pasuk to tell me that it's toich Shabbos? So Rav Sheshes said, I'll tell you where it's an afkir meaning. Meaning, stam to take it. Maybe it doesn't involve Chilul Shabbos. However, there is a Hechitimtza where there could be Chilul Shabbos. Loima. Shemhoya Chayla. What happens if the animal is sick? Markiva Yaksefa, he's allowed to carry it on his shoulders. Kamash Malan, you could do that on Shabbos. I mean, you would have thought that if the animal is sick, you can't do it on Shabbos, because who said taking the Sar Lazazel is like a Shabbos? To carry an animal is like Tsa, it's the 39th Malacha. So who said you could do that? That's the Chiddush. So the Gemara says, Kamad like Rab Nasan. If that's what Ish Iti is coming to say, that you're allowed to carry an animal, this Braisa is a Raya, not like Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson has a famous Chiddush in the Sugyas of Aitzah. The Rav Nosson, because Rav Nosson said, Chai Noi says Atzmai, that a live animal carries itself, or a live person carries itself, and if somebody carries someone or alive or something alive, he's not over Aitzah. This animal was obviously alive. If it's not alive, Mesa Mishtaleach. Now we're going backwards to the previous sugya. So clearly this Mishtaleach is alive. And still, you're telling me that I need a pasuk to tell me you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos? It's not Chilul Shabbos. So you'll tell me midirabbanan, but midiraisa, it's not, because Chai Noi says Asmoy. Also, must be this Bryce says the Laker Rab Nosson. The Gemara says, no, Philotem Rab Nosson. Maybe this Bryce is even going according to Rab Nosson, Choyle Shani. Because even Rab Nosson would agree that if the animal is sick, being that it can't walk by itself, so there's no Chai Noi says Asmoy. So that's Ish Iti, Afilu B'Shabbos, Kamash Mulan, that if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, the Sar HaMishtalech was taken out, it's Pashit, but even if it was sick, the Ishiti was allowed to carry it, even though he's going to violate one of the Lamatas Malachas, but there's a pasuk that says it's okay. So Amrav Rafram, so Rafram made a very nice observation. He said, Zoysoy Meres, from the aforementioned exchange, we can prove Erev Oitzal Shabbos, the Ein Erev Oitzal Yom Kippur. It must be there's no Isser to carry on Yom Kippur. And as a result, we don't have the 39th Malacha, which would mean that Masechtas Erevin, Erev HaHoitzah, wouldn't apply to Yom Kippur. What's Raphram's Raya? Because if you're going to tell me that the laws of Eitzah apply to Yom Kippur, then it's poshit that the halacha is that ish iti afilu b'shabbos. Because every Yom Kippur, theoretically, you're running into the same problem. So what's the chiddush of the Braisa? That if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, ish iti is allowed to carry the animal. What's it have to do with Shabbos? Tell it to me on Yom Kippur. Every Yom Kippur, the Braisa said v'afilu b'Shabbos. Afilu b'Shabbos, as if this case is only negay on Shabbos. This case that the Braisa feels it needs a riboy for, it's not only negay on Shabbos, but this case is something that's negay Yom Kippur as well. So for the fact that we mentioned afilu b'Shabbos, must be it's not negay on Yom Kippur. So you say Meri has a very big chiddush that's negay when you learn Shabbos and Erevin, that Erev Yitzal the Shabbos, then Erev Yitzal the Yom Kippur. The Braisa also said from the word iti we learn that the Sar Mishtalech can be brought betumah. My Hilchos, so where's that negay? And the question of my Hilchos, so the way Rashi explains it is where's it even negay the tumah? Because usually when you think of not bringing a carbon betumah, it's because you have to go into the Beis HaMikdash. You're not entering the Beis HaMikdash anyways. This is all being done off-site. So why would you think tumah should be a problem? What would be if the person became tumah? So the halacha is this person that's tumah is allowed to enter the Azara to go and take the sar and to bring it out. Shalus Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara now is going to digress. They asked Rabbi Eliezer, who they is, but they ask Rabbi Eliezer, Cholo, Maush Yakiveo Akseifa. What happens if the Sar Mishtalech got sick? Would the Ishniti be allowed to take the Sar Mishtalech and carry him on his shoulder? So we just said, yeah, it's learned out from a pasuk. But this is the question that was posed to Rabbi Eliezer. Amalemsi, he told him, Yochol hu laharkiv ani va'atem. He says, what are you worried about? This Sar, it's a gezinta goat. It's fine. I can ride on it. We can all ride on it. Why asking such a funny question? It's not negay. I know the goat, and the goat is okay. Interesting answer. Then they asked him another question. What would be if the Mishalech, Ish Iti, got sick? So could they send somebody else in his as a replacement? Or once he was the Ish Iti, he's Muchon Lekach Me'esmol, he has to be the one to do it. Amlam, he told him, Aha B'Shalom, Ani V'atem. He says, why does it matter? We're doing okay. So if we're fine, why are we worrying about the situation of the Ish Iti? What happens if the Ish Iti took the animal and he threw it down the mountain? And it didn't die. So could he run after it now and kill it? Meaning, in a perfect world, it would die as it was thrown down the cliff. But what if it didn't die that way? So should he run after the Amalem? So he told him, "Kein yovdu kol oivecha Hashem halavai, all the oivei Hashem will die in this fashion." The Maaser Rabbi Eliezer didn't answer any of the questions. The Chachamim had to answer the question. And the Chachamim said like this, as it relates to the first question, if the animal got sick, you can carry it on your shoulder. And even though there's no Chai Noises Atzmai over here, it doesn't matter. Iti v'afilu b'Shabbos, so it's the taking the sar l'azazel zlecha Shabbos. Cholo mishalcha yishalchen v'yadach. As it relates to what happens if the person got sick, could somebody else come in? He answers, yeah. Tov chaviloi meis. And what happens if they threw the sar l'azazel down the mountain and the sar didn't die? Yerev achar v'yamisenu. You should run afterward and you should try to kill. So we just mentioned three questions that were posed to Rebbe Eliezer that are negeya sending the sar ha-mishtaleach to the midbar, throwing it off the cliff. Rabbi Eliezer did not answer any of the three questions, so we're going to digress now, and we're going to bring other exchanges that Rabbi Eliezer had with them, where people asked Rabbi Eliezer questions, and Rabbi Eliezer did not offer a straight answer. Shalus Rabbi Eliezer. This is, of course, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol of Pirkei the Rabbi Eliezer fame. Pliny Ma'ul Oilam Abba. They asked him, is Pliny a Ben Oilam Abba? Amalei. So he told him, Loi Shaltuni Ella Pliny. You shouldn't be asking me about Pliny, but you should be asking me about a different Pliny. Tosfos brings a Yesh Mefarshim that says that this Pliny that they asked Rabbi Eliezer about whether he's a Ben Oilam Abba is referring to Shloimeh HaMelech. So the Gemara in Perek Chelek has a little bit of a discussion and this drama about whether Shloimeh HaMelech is a Ben Olam Haba. So you can say, Shloimeh HaMelech? How could it be a Haba meaning that he wasn't a Ben Olam Haba? But the truth is, there are psukim in Nach that seem to suggest that Shloimeh didn't go in the way of his father David HaMelech. So much so that the Gemara in Perek Chelek says that the Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Olam Haba. There's three Melachim that don't have a Chelek in Olam Haba. And Chazal said he wanted to be Moisev a fourth. And it has a shaykhis to Shloimeh HaMelech. This is impossible for us to understand. But the bottom line is that this was the question that they were asking Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer didn't want to answer the question. They asked him another question. Ma'u lahatzol Raya Pivsa Minari. Could the Raya, the shepherd, a shepherd, save a lamb from a lion? So the lion was attacking the lamb. Could the shepherd go and save the lamb? Amalem, so he told him, Lo yishal tuni ela la kifsa. He says, why are you only asking me about the kifsa? Meaning, you should have asked me about the raya as well. Like, what, could we save the raya from that reason? So they said, okay, ma la hatzal raya minari. Amalem, lo yishal tuni ela la raya. He says, why are you only asking me about the raya? He didn't want to answer the question. Here too, Tosfos says that the kifsa was referring to Batsheva, and the ari was referring to David HaMelech, and the question essentially was the Maisa with David and Batsheva, and the Maisa with David and Uriah, was it real? Or like Chazal say in Masech de Shabbos, Kolo Imer David Chata, Ine Alatoya, Ayin Rashi, and Toysus, Mamzer Mahuleirish. They asked Rabbi Eliezer another question. Could a Mamzer Yarshin? A Mamzer, does he Yarshin his father or not? So he told him, Mauli Yabim, why are you asking me whether he Yarshins? Why don't you ask me if a Mamzer is subject to the laws of Yevamis? If he has a brother from the same father, one is a mamzer, the other is not a mamzer, does Yevamis apply? Does it not apply? They asked him, Ma'u lost it as Beisai. Are you allowed to put plaster on your house? So one of the gezeiros, the Chazal said, after the Churban, you shouldn't put plaster on your house. It was considered too nice. And after the Churban, you shouldn't do it. So they asked Rabbi Eliezer, could you do it? So he told him back, Ma'u lost it as Kivra. You asked me if you could put plaster on a house. You should ask me if you could put plaster on a grave. Lamaisa. Rabbi Eliezer was asked a bunch of questions in this short Gemara, and he refused to answer all the questions. So why? Zokta Gemara, Loi Mipnesha Fleekin Bidvarim. This wasn't simply because he was trying to push them away, or because he didn't know the answer. Because Rabbi Eliezer had a minhag that he never said anything that he didn't hear from his rabbi. Now the truth is, there's a makar to this. It's a Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Eliezer said about himself a few things. He said, number one, like Kudmani Adam Bebeis Medrash. No one ever entered Beis Medrash before me. V'lo yashanti b'Beis Medrash, lo yishinas kva, v'lo yishinas arar. And I never fell asleep in the Beis Medrash. V'lo hinachni adam b'Beis Medrash v'yatasi. And when I left the Beis Medrash, I was always the last one to leave. Rabbi Eliezer said he was the first one to come, the last one to leave. We mentioned in Brachas Tapez that the Chedush HaRim said that's why the first Tana mentioned in Shas is Rabbi Eliezer, and the last Tana in Shas mentioned is Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer said, miyomai lo kitmani adam b'Beis Medrash, v'lo hinachti Adam Beis Medrash V'yatzasi. V'lo Sachti Sichas Chulin. I never spoke Sichas Chulin. V'lo Yomarti Dovar Shalo Shamati Mipi Rabbi Lohim. And I never said anything that I didn't hear in the name of my Rebbe. And this is a real life story where it played itself out, where the Olam was asking questions to Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer theoretically could have answered these questions very simply, but he had no Messiah on these answers. And because he had no Messiah on these answers, it's for that reason he refused to answer these questions. The Chasam Sofer right here in Masechtas Yuma says that maybe Pshat in Rabbi Eliezer, who said, Me'olam Le'kodmani Oda, Me'olam Le'yom, Marti Dova Shaloshamati Miraboisai is Rabbi Eliezer Lishitasai. Rabbi Eliezer, in his great debate with the Chachamim, with the Baskol and the Tanar Achnoi, he held that Torah is Bashamayami. And there was a big debate regarding some obscure halach in Tyrus. And Rabbi Eliezer said, I'm right. And the Chachamim said, well, we disagree with you. And then Rabbi Eliezer said, Shemayim va'aretz yo'idu, let Shemayim va'aretz. And everything started shaking and trees were falling and the Kaisle Beis Medrash started traceling. And there was a baskel that said, Halachak Rabbi Eliezer. And they told Rabbi Eliezer, I'm not impressed. Because Ein mashkichem bebaskel. Because Torah is leib Shemayim. So we know so much about the Shitas HaChachamim that Torah is leib Shemayim. But we rarely think about Rabbi Eliezer's Shnita. So the Chasam Sofer Kedarkei says, what did Rabbi Eliezer hold? He held Torah as Bashamayim. Rabbi Eliezer held, you're not allowed to be Mechadish in Torah. What a Chasam Sofer. He said, Torah is Bashamayim. Torah goes by Messiah. That's Rabbi Eliezer of the Tanar Achnoi. The Chachamim held Torah loy Bashamayim. It was given to us. And we have a right to be Mechadish and to say Torah and to say Svaras. Not just that. If the Chachamim in this world, the Machriya, that the Halacha is a certain way, it doesn't matter if there's a baskel that says faket. But Rabbi Eliezer, who was mashkich bebaskel, Rabbi Eliezer that proved his shita because Azoy Zokman in Shamayim, he held Torah's bashamayim, he said the Chasam Sofer. If Torah's bashamayim, our relationship with Torah is, we have a Messiah, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, Messiah Yeshua, Liskeinim. That's how Torah goes over. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer held, I can't be Mechadish. So if I heard something from my Rebbe, I have a Messiah in it, I'm going to say it. But to the extent I have no Messiah in it, I'm not going to say it. This is one epic Chasam Sofer on Rabbi Eliezer, who said, that may oilam lo yamarti davar shelo shamati mipi rabbeisai. But there's another chassam soiv, and this we've mentioned many times, and this is in a tshuva in the end of Chayish Mishpat. It's in tshuva reishay, and he says it in Nida Dav Zayin and in other places where the chassam soiv says that he has a kabbalah that when Rabbi Eliezer said may oilam lo yamarti davar shelo shamati mipi rabbeisai, he was referring to his rebbe. We know Rabbi Eliezer was Shamuti, and the reason he was Shamuti is because he was on the Beis Shammai side of the aisle. And when he said, he was referring to Beis Shammai. Because we know that Rabbi Eliezer was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, it's a Mishnah in Ovis. And Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was a Talmud of Hillel HaZaken. Gadol Shavakulam was Yonis ben Azil. Katan Shavakulam was Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. So really, Rabbi Eliezer, who goes down in Shas as Shamuti, is a big Kiddush. Because why? He's Beis Shammai, he's only Beis Shammai. Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Muvik, is Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, who was a Talmud Muvik of Hillel. So how could you say all his Torah is Beis Shammai? So the Chassam Sofer, to answer this question and other questions, so he says it's very big Kiddush that he has a Kabbalah that Rabbi Eliezer, when he said, he was specifically referring to his Beis Shammai Rabbe. Now, where did the Chassam Sofer see this? So, you don't see this every day. All the places that he brings this, he says, Kein Matzasi v'shachachti mekaymai. He says, I can't remember where I saw it. I'm sorry for it. Shachachti mekaymai. But the bottom line is that's the me'olam le'amarti davar shlo shamati mirabbeisai. He meant Beis Shammai. And he says, because he said that everything I ever heard was Beis Shammai, therefore all the shittas of Rabbi Eliezer ended up being Shamuti. But there's one more gemara about this. Shalom, isha chachomes Rabbi Eliezer. There was a clever woman, a wise woman. She once asked Rabbi Eliezer, me'ach shamai se egel shoven, the yidin sinned by the chet ha'egel, ki yodua. So he says, if all the Averois were the same. If you go through the Psukim, there were three different Misois that were given for people that sinned with the Chet HaEgel. So this woman wanted to know, three Misois for one Avero? Amalos, he told her, you shouldn't be asking me these questions. You should be engaged in Pelech. You should be with your spindle. You should be sewing. That's what he told her. The Pasuk says, a woman that was a Chachma slave, she was a Chachomo. She was asking a good question. Rabbi Eliezer didn't want to answer the question. So what is the answer? The Gemara gives two terutzim. Rav and Levi are. One said, someone that shechted, he brought a hakrova, he did a haktara, he did some sort of avoida for the ego, he got saif. Gofath finishek, if someone hugged it and kissed it, b'misa, he got misa b'dei shamayim. Somach bilvavoy, if someone didn't worship, but bilvavoy, he was besimcha, the hadroiken. He got misas hadroiken. So again, they all died, but it was different levels of misa dependent on different levels of aver. That's what one said. Chadam, and the other said, Eidim v'asra, if there was Eidim and asra, beside. Eidim b'loy asra, if there was Eidim, there was no asra, b'misa. Loy Eidim v'loy asra, b'hadroiken. That's when it was hadroiken. I saw Rabbi Yosef Engel asks a question. He says, Eidim b'hasra was saif. Eidim b'loy hasra was Misa, which means Misa v'dei Shamayim. No Edim and no Hasra was Hadroiken. So he asks a bomb kasha. He says, when do you find the difference between yeah Edim or no Edim? Usually, if there's Edim, there's Misa's Bezdin. If there's no Edim, there can't be Misa's Bezdin. It's a practical thing. Bezdin can't kill somebody unless two Edim walk into Bezdin and say that this is what we observe. The difference in Edim or no Edim is klap ibn Yodam, because we have no way of knowing something happened unless there's Edim. But klap e shmaya galya, doesn't matter if something had Edim or something didn't have Edim. And in fact, you never find a distinction between yeh Edim, no Edim when it comes to oinche shamayim, because it doesn't matter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows whether there's Edim or there's no Edim. So Freik Rabbi Yosef Engel and Gil Yoyne Ashas, right here on this Gemara, so he says, I don't understand. Edim b'loy hasra was misa. Loy Edim, loy Asra, that was a lesser Misa. That was only Hadroiken. As if to say, the Misa B'dei Shamayim, what type of Misa B'dei Shamayim depended on whether there were Edim or whether there were no Edim. Freak Rabbi Yosef Engel, doesn't make sense. What difference does it make if there was Edim? Kadosh Baruch Hu needs the Kabbalah as Edim, there was. What's the difference? So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, Vaistois, the nafkamina between an Aveiro with Edim and not Edim isn't just a practical nafkamina. Could we administer a punishment or can we not administer a punishment? In the Echos and the quality of the Aveiro, it's not the same Aveiro. A person that does Aveiro in front of Edim, it's more of a chutzpah. A person that does an Aveiro shaloi b'fnei Edim, it's less of a chutzpah. The reason a person that does Aveiro b'fnei Edim gets Misas Bezdin as opposed to Kores, Misas Bezdin's more chamer, it's because the Aveira is a worse Aveira. And therefore, this worse avera deserves a worse punishment. Where is it worse? It's the chutzpah. It's the fact that you aren't just doing this avera. You did it in front of Eden. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that's the Gemara. Even though we're discussing two types of misos b'dei shamayim, but the one that did it in front of Eden got a more chamer miso, because at the end of the day, he did it with more chutzpah, and the chutzpah is factored in to consideration when it comes to determining the punishment. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, on the topic of the Cheta Egel, Shiftoi Shalevi Loi Ovad Avodis Kecham, and Shevet Levi was never Oivid Avodah Zarah. They were not involved in the Cheta Egel. Shanema, the pasuk says, Vayamid Moshe Bishar HaMachane, and the end of the pasuk is Vayomer, and he said, Mila Shem Eloi Vayosvo Elov Ko B'nei Levi. B'nei Levi, they never wavered. They came to Moshe. Clearly, they had never sinned with the rest of Klal Yisrael, didn't come. So it's obvious that Shevet Levi had not sinned with the Cheta Egel. Yasra Ravina Vakamal Allah Hashmaito. So Ravina sat down, and he said over this Aloch, Izvei B'nei Rapapa Barabba. The Ravina said, the sons of Rapapa Barabba within. They asked Ravina, he said, then how can you tell me that Shevet Levi never sinned? Pasuk says, "Oimel Aviv v'Imel Loyre Isif v'as Echav Loyhikir." Pasuk in Parshas V'Zayis Abrach, Chazal say it's referring to Levi, who had no problem killing their father and mother and their brothers after the Chet Ha'Egel. They acted as if they didn't know their father and mother. So it sounds like they're killing their brothers, their parents. If they're Levim, their Mishmach is also Levim. So it seems pretty clear from the Psukim that even the Levim sin. So the Gemara says, no, Aviv means Avi Ima Misrael. Doesn't mean father. What it means is Zeda, mother's father. Mother's father doesn't have to be a Levi. Achiv means Achim Ima, his brother from his mother. They don't have the same father. And Chanami, they're not both Levim, but they're Achim Min Ha'em. What does Banav mean? B'nei Bitoi Mi Yisrael. It means if someone has a Ben Habas Mi Yisrael, that would also be considered Banav. But as it relates to the Levim themselves, they never sent. One final Gemara of a Kevesh. Asulay. They made a ramp for the Ish-Iti to be able to exit Dazar. Amar Abba Barachan, Le Bavlim Hoyu. What did the Mishnah say? It says the reason they did it was to protect the Ish-Iti from the Babylonians, showing metal shem beside, because they would put either his hair or the hair of the goat. But they told him, Tovitzeh. So Rabbi Barbachana said, Loi Bavliyim Hoyu. The truth is, these were not Babylonians. El Alexandriyim Hoyu. They were from Alexandria. They weren't from Iraq. They were from Egypt. So why did the Mishnah say they were Babylonians if they weren't? Because the Chachmei HaTalmud didn't like the Babylonians. The Eretz Yisrael D'Giyidin had a sinner towards the Babylonians. So you call your nice al shma, meaning that this wasn't a nice thing. So what they did was clearly wrong. So they wanted to attribute this bad thing to people that they didn't care for too much. So they had sinna towards the Babylonians. So you call your nice al shma. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Imad, Loi Bavli, and Hoya, Alexandria, and Hoya. Same thing. Only Rabbi Yossi heard this and said, thank you so much. You have no idea how much agmas nefesh this Mishnah gave me. Tanuach daitcha shehinachtos daitim maganza bracha. He says, you should be zoicha to Yishuv Adas, because you gave me Yishuv Adas, because I always thought this was Babylonians, and Rabbi Yossi stammed from Babylonians. This was his yichus, and it bothered him a little bit. So them get zipped that this is the way the Babylonians behave. When he heard they were Alexandrians, he says, okay, as long as it's not from my mishpacha, he was already happy. We're going to get back to this Gemara tomorrow. Tov, it's say, Tana, Masho Yitzapira Dein, V'chovi Dora Sagien. What they were telling them was, meaning, why did they want him to go so fast? Because they knew what the Tsar's job was. It's V'nosa HaSoyer, all of us, Kol Avinas. As Kol Avinas was carrying all the Averis to the Yidden, so they said, I don't want Averis anymore. Geishoy, move faster. Meaning they weren't frivolously pushing him away. They weren't stop ripping his hair out to chapel with him. They just wanted him to go faster. It was Tul Vitzei, Mashoi Tzefira Dein, V'chayvi Doras Agin. Clearly talking in Aramaic. But what they were saying was, why are you going so slow? We want you to go faster. We want you to get rid of our Averis already again. We'll get back to this tomorrow. But for today, two Ha'aris, lighter Ha'aris, as it relates to the Daf. The first Ha'ara is, so the Pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol, even though the whole Avodah on Yom Kippur was his to do, but at the same time, he did not take the Soyer HaMidbar. Rather, he handed over the Soyer, and an Ish-Iti, quote-unquote, was the one that took the Soyer into the Midbar. Now, who exactly was this Ish-Iti? So we had a Braisa. The Braisa said, Ish, he was able to be a Zar. Iti, he had to be prepared from the day before. Stating that, the Mishnah said that Chazal went out of their way to make sure the Kohanim had this little pact that we're going to only allow a Kohen to do it. Additionally, from the word Iti, we learned Afilu B'Shabbos, and from the word Iti, we learned Afilu B'Tumah. There's a fascinating cheskuni that all the mefarshim quote. The cheskuni is in Parshas Achrimos. It's on the pasuk that says v'shilach biyat ish ite hamidbaru. Says the cheskuni nimtza b'medrash. State in a medrash, and no one knows where this medrash is. Iti means shehigia itoy lamos toch oisashan. They used to find the person who they knew was going to die that year. Sharia noisa sasar enayor v'shnasa. And the reason they did that was because there was a gzeru that the ish iti, the person that took the sar to the midbar, he wasn't going to make it through the year. Just like the Kohen Gadol very often didn't survive the year, so too the ish iti, there was an understanding that enayor v'shnasa. Lekach, therefore, when they had to pick an ish iti, hayuboyrim shegiyas manay lamos tach oisashana. So they dafka looked for a person who they knew was going to die that year. Now, how did they know? How does a person know when someone's going to die? The chachmas ha-mazolois hoisekalu beinayim. Says the Cheskuni, they knew chachmas ha-mazolois. Through astrology, they were able to figure out a person that is going to die that year. They would find him, and that's ish iti. So iti is miloshen ace. Iti afilu b'shabes, afilu b'tumma. Iti means he was prepared, he was muchan me'esmo. Iti, says the Cheskuni, also means shegia itoy lamos. Someone that eat toy was lomos toich ois hashan, and the reason is because he was going to die anyways that year. So there was no reason to kill someone that wasn't going to die. So through chachmas hamazolos, they're able to figure out who's going to die, and that's what they did. Now the truth is, this idea that chachmas hamazolos can tell a person when someone else is going to die is a very big chiddush. We know the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, that David HaMelech told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hidieni Hashem Kitzi Umidas Yomai Mahi Eidu Machadolani Amar David Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribbono Shel Olam Hidieni Hashem Kitzi. He says, I want to know when I'm going to die. I'm alive. Gzeir him milfanei. She'im moidi and kitzay shal pas avedon. Then he said, Umidas yomai mahi. Tell me at least what year. How many years am I going to live? Gzeir him milfanei. She'im moidi and midas yomav shal adam. It's a mafurish gemara. But the point is that there's this idea, Yesh li yashiv, that the Cheskuni says that the Ishiti was someone that was a gia itay lamus toich oisa shana. I saw Rav David Yoel Weiss in his Megadim Chadashim says, that he found another Rishon that says the same idea, that through Chachmas HaMazolos, the Kadmoinim were able to figure out when a person was going to die. And this is in the Das Geinim, which of course comes from the Balei Tosfos. It's Ala Torah, and it's in Parshas Beshalach. So the context is the very end of Parshas Beshalach, after Kriyas Yamsuf, after Vayi Beshalach Parias Ha'am, after the Parshas Haman. You have the Melchama of Amalek. The pasuk says, "Vayachlo Yishio Yeshua es Amalek ves Amri lefichara." So the Yidden fought against Amalek, and Vayachlo Yishio Yeshua es Amalek. Yeshua weakened Amalek ves Amri lefichara. Says the Daskein and Bali Tosfos. What's the word Vayachlo Yish? It should have said Vayaken. He hit them. Vayarig. He killed them. Vayachlosh is an interesting lashon. Dovaracha. Lekachse Vayachlosh v'loy kase Vayaka. Because Amalek, they were very versed in Chachmas HaMazolos. And they were able to determine whether someone was going to live or somebody was going to die. So when they found warriors that they knew were not going to die. It says that Daskein v'chein Yeshua also came. Yeshua did the same thing. Dechziv b'char lanu anoshim. What does b'char lanu mean? The mashma kayyamim ubriyim. Find people that you know for sure are going to live. Says the Das Geinim, Amalek had people that couldn't die. Yeshua had people that couldn't die. Not a lot of casualties. Nobody can die. Therefore, Yeshua couldn't kill Amalek. Lekach lehoya Yeshua yachal ha'argam. He physically couldn't kill them. Ever. What was he able to do? Chotach yidein v'ragleim. Not kishmak. But chotach yidein v'ragleim v'zeu v'yachlosh. And that's what v'yachlosh means. Fascinating. So Das Geinim Bali Toysis and Bashas B'shalach. It was Vayashlech, Vayachlosh. It doesn't say he killed them. And the reason it doesn't say he killed them was because Ipasha wasn't Shaykh to kill him. So we have a Cheskuni and Parshas Achrimos. We have a Das Geinim Bali Toysis and Bashas B'shalach that says there is this idea through Chachmas HaKaychovim and Chachmas HaMazolos, a person can actually figure out when someone else is or isn't going to die. The Ishiti, they dafka found someone that was going to die. In the Melchama of Amalek, Sai Amalek and Sai Yeshua, they both found Becharlan and Anoshim, people that were not going to die. But regardless, that's this very Mechudish Diga idea that's Mavur in the Rishonim. But just to digress for a second, and that is the Pshat that we just mentioned, that Vayachlosh and not Vayaka Uvayaroig is because these were all fighters that couldn't die. All they could do was weaken them, but they couldn't actually kill them. Is the second pshat that the Daskein and Bali Tosfos says, and why the Torah used the lashon of vayachlosh. But there's a first pshat. Vayachlosh hitel olav agoyro. What he did was he made a goyro. Ushloisha shem moisiyeshle. In fact, you find the word goyro has three names: pur, goyro, and choylesh. Choylesh has a lashon of goyro, and the way that Yeshua killed Amalek was through a gairo. He used the power of gairo to kill it. Vayachloish is gairo? Yeah, shloish Hashem is yeshloi. You find the word pur, you find the word gairo, and you find the word chaylish. The makar to this daskein and bali toisvis is in a psikta de Rav Kahana. It's piska gimel, it's in parshas zohar. Over there, the lashon is a little bit different. Vayachloish Yeshua, Rabbi Seinu Amru, hippel alein garolois. Kemada at Amar, vikashi atilu chaloshim amonis. The pasuk, you find the chalosh as a gairo. Arba shema isnikru le gairo. Not three, there's four names you find for a gairo. Chalosh, pur, gairo, and chevel. Ubikulam laku b'nei Yisrael. And the b'nei Yisrael all got hurt with these different lashonos. Meaning, you find the b'nei Yisrael were damaged, they were hurt, they were punished with a chalosh, you find it with a pur, you find it with a gur, you find it with a b'chalosh like a molech. B'nei Yisrael, shenem avyachlesh Yeshua. B'gur, l'b'pur, l'k'homa, shenem ahipal pur, hu ha'gur, l'fnei omen, yeah, pur en omen. B'chel of asad luka, he said, edem l'asad lovi is going to be punished with chevel, shenem achevle yoyledo yavoyu, l'kach nema, says the psikta d'Rav Kahana, v'yachlesh Yeshua. So I was thinking, I think it's an obvious tushtel, that in Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol determined which Tzar was going to be Lashem and which Tzar was going to be Lazazel, had he determined it with a Goyrel. And the Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah already struggles that why was it done with a Goyrel? And it had to be done with a Goyrel. Even though the Gemara makes a Kal V'chomer, if you can do it with a Goyrel, certainly you should be able to do it without a Goyrel. For so Goyrel, this is the way it had to happen. It had to happen dafka with a Goyrel. So the Ramban says that the reason is because the Tzar Lazazel really wasn't a carbon. The Tzar Lazazel was Sheichad. It was a Hakrava that was given to who? Saroy shel Esav. That's why it was a Sa'ir, because Esav was Seir, and it went to the Midbar, because that's the domain of Saroy shel Esav. But the point is, it was Sheikha that was given to Saroy shel Esav. So says the Ramban, this is something that really has a Sheikhist to Avodah Zarah, because that's what Avodah Zarah was. It was taking a sacrifice and giving a deity, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, some sort of Nachas Ruach. And that's something that really we're not allowed to do. Now, in Yom Kippur, we were told to do it, and therefore it was okay to do it. But at the same time, to say that this Sar should be La'azazel, it's too much Avodah Zaradik, and therefore let it be done with a Goyrel, because a Goyrel is Me Hashem Yatza Adava, says the Ramban, and that's why it was done with a Goyrel. So the reason it was done with a Goyrel was because the Kohen Gadol couldn't make the declaration, because ultimately this is going to Sari Shalesim. That's what the Ramban says. But I think Lefi this Psik to the Rav Kahana, we can understand it on a little bit of a deeper level. Because being that the Sar Lazazel was a Hakrova that was given to Sari Shalesim, but really, it wasn't such a carbon. It's not pshat, we're just being so nice. And we decided today is the one day we want to give our krova to Sar Shalesa. This was shoychad. And va shoychad ya'aver enei chachamim. And it's ya'aver enei pikchim. Shoychad is an unbelievable power. It has the power to blind people. It has an ability to take intelligent people and suddenly they don't see clearly. Today is the day that Klal Yisrael needs kapara. And Sar Shalesa is the makatrik. So in order to get the makatrik to not do what he wants to do, and to not do what we don't want him to do, so we go ahead and we give him a bissel sheichad. So yes, Sarish Alesev is taking in the aroma of this carbon, and for him this is a reyach lichaych, but the joke was on him. Because the reality is it's ki ha-sheichad ya'be'eni chachamim, because then Yom Kippur comes and it goes, and Klai Yisrael ends up getting kapar. That's the seder kapar of Yom Kippur, that's the secret behind the Sar La'azazel. But the point is, we're taking down Sarish Alesev. How? Through a guy. Because that's the way Esav goes down. That's a psikta d'Rav Kahana. There's four shemos that you find to the word goyrel. V'ubekulam laku b'nei Esav. The way to go after b'nei Esav is with sheichad. We mentioned this at the time. That v'yishlach Yaakov mincha. The Ramban says, ma'isav, a similar bottom. That whenever Klai Yisrael had tzaris with b'nei Esav, they always gave sheichad. So that's why it was sheichad. But there's a deeper havana. That's also why there was a goyrel. Because at the end of the day, the goyrel, above our pay grade, but has some sort of kayach to be able to take down B'nai Esav, and through the power of the goyrel taking down B'nai Esav, that's why perhaps, slightly deeper understanding of why we use the Gra. But one fine la'ara, and that is, the Gemara ended talking a little bit about the Chet Egel. It was a digression, because we mentioned the question that we asked Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer didn't want to answer. And there was a woman that asked Rabbi Eliezer, she said, I went through the Pesukim in the Torah, and there were three different Misas that were administered to people that were guilty of the Chet Egel. Some people got Saif, other people got Misa B'dei Shemayim, and then others got Hidroikon, all different forms of Misa. And the question was, if everyone was guilty of the same crime, why do you find three different levels of punishment? The Gemara said it was a machlokes, Rav and Levi. Chadama once said it depended on what type of aveira was. The other one said it depended on the level of Eden. But Chadama, zibach v'kiter b'sayif, someone that worshipped with avoida, he got sayif. Gofa v'nishek was misa. If he was only happy about it, b'droik. The other one said, no, they all worshipped it, but really what matters is Eidim Asra, Eidim Aloy Asra, or maybe there was Loy Eidim Aloy Asra. But if somebody worshipped the Chet HaEgel with the Ganze Ganzkeit, Zibech, Fikiter, Avoid the Zoro 101, right? Just like this Dalet Avoidus Adam when it comes to Kachim, so in the Sugyas of Avoid the Zoro, you have the Dalet Avoidus that correspond in Ilchas Avoid the Zoro. He did Shchita, he did Haktara, someone did that. What was the punishment that he got? He got Sai. Freit Rashi, right here in the Gemara, Bomb Kasha. If somebody is over Avoid the Zoro, his punishment is skila. Avodah Zarah is the worst avera a person can do. Skila is the worst punishment that a person can get. One begets the other. So if somebody does Avodah Zarah, be'edim of Asra, so the halach is, he's chayiv skila. It's a fake Rashi Akasha. So why was Zibach Vekita besayif? Well, why do you get sayif? Sayif is one of the Arba Misas Bez, but it's the wrong Misa. He shouldn't have gotten Sayif. What he should have gotten was Skila. So Rashi says, V'kan b'Sayif. The reason there was Sayif was Shadayin lo nesparshu lahen Arba Misas Bez. Because at that point of the Chet HaEgel, the Yidden did not know the laws of the Arba Misas Bez. Therefore, v'nidoinu b'Misas b'nei Noach. Therefore, they got Misas b'nei Noach. Shekol misasam b'Sayif. Because the b'nei Noach always gets Sayif. Kidaminim b'Sanhedrin. So Rashi says you want to know where they got Sayif, because they were being judged as Bnei Noach. And the reason they would be judged as Bnei Noach is because we didn't know yet the Dalal Mises Bezdin. Had they known the Dalal Mises Bezdin, they would have gotten the appropriate Misa, which is Skila. But Adayin Lo Nesparshu, so by default, they got punished like a Ben Noach. And a Ben Noach, that's a Gemara. Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph, Kol Mises Bnei Noach is Besayif. And therefore they got Sayif. So the Marsha, right here on this Gemara, he's Matmian Rashi. He says two things. Number one, this was after Matan Torah. So how could you tell me they didn't know yet which Mises Bezdin? He says, besides, there's a story in the Torah. The Torah talks about the Mekoshish, who was Michal Shabbos, Befarhesia, Lashem Shemaim Nizchavna, Tzlofchot, all the raid on the Mekoshish ate him. But the Mekoshish was Michal Shabbos, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what Misa to give him. So, he nichoy b'mishmar, and he went to HaKadosh Baruch, Hashem told him what to give him. So, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu do the same thing? If he didn't know what Misa to give them, so he should have done what happened with the Mekoshish. So the Marsha says that to me this is a very, very shverib shot. The truth is that Rashi ala Torah in Parshas Kisisa, by the parsha of the Chet HaEgel, says a different shot. Rashi says that the reason they were punished b'sayif is because the halacha is that if an entire city worships Avodah Zarah, or if roiv of the city worships Avodah Zarah, they have a din of an ir hanidachas, and an ir hanidachas gets sayif. So says Rashi, the reason they got sayif was because they were judged like an ir hanidachas. Tosfos, in Daskein and Bali Tosfos, there in Parshas Kisisa asks on Rashi, you can't tell me they were judged like an Eirani Dachas. Because one of the halachas of Eirani Dachas is that all the money has to be destroyed as well. And there's no mention of anything happening to the money of Klal Yisrael. So Tosfos said, what must be the pshat? So Tosfos there says what Rashi says here in Masechtas Yuma. He doesn't say the pirish of Rashi. He says the reason they got Saif is because they were judged like Bnei Noach. On Kopana, we have two pshatim in the Rishonim. Why Bnei Yisrael got Saif after the Chet HaEgel? Rashi and Yuma samchvavam and beis, and the Das Kenim Bali Toysfus and Parshas Kisisa says because they were judged like Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach gets Saif. Rashi in his Pirush al HaTorah in Parshas Kisisa says it's because they were judged like people of an Ir HaNidachas, and people of an Ir HaNidachas get Saif. So I was thinking, as it relates to Rashi in our sugya and the Das Kenim Bali Toysfus, that the reason they got Saif was is because they were judged like Bnei. Why were they judged like Bnei Noach? They were Yidden. They weren't Bnei Noach. So maybe you could say pshat, based on Reid that we spoke about, was already a little while ago. And that is, there's a Medrash Rabba in Parshas Kisisa. The Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain, and he saw that the Yidden worshipped The egel. So he took the luchos and he broke the luchos. Sok the medrash. Why did he break the luchos? I'll explain it to you in a mashal. There was a king that wanted to get married and he sent a shliach, ish mekadesh boyu b'shluchai, to go be my shliach to marry a certain woman. Holach v'kolkolamach. So this woman is on her way to meet the king, and on the way she was mezana. She had just gotten married to the king. And she was mezana on the way. Hasirsa shahaya naki. The sirsa was a decent man. And he realized that this woman was going to get killed because she was mezana, literally. She's the eshes ish of the king. Ma'asa, what did he do? Not alas ksubasa. He says, you know, give me your ksuba back. He took the ksuba and he ripped it up. Mashanasale hamelech lekachu kra. Amar, he said, you may get punished anyways because you were mezana. But mutav shetidan kipnuyav loish keeshes ish. Better you get punished like a pnuya, not like an eshes ish. Says the medrash kachasa moisha. Moish Rabbeinu did the same thing. Kimish also Yisrael. When Klai Yisrael worshipped the eagle, not in a saluches v'shibron, he took the luches and he broke it. Koloimar, she'ilu hayurayin oinshon loichatu. Like this, they're going to be punished, not like an eishes ish, but like this, they're going to be punished like a penuya. So we mentioned in the past that the Megala Amukos, and this is in Parshas Balak, it's coming up, but the Megala Amukos in Parshas Balak says that there's a penimius ha'inyin in this medrash right here, and that is, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave the Bnei Yisrael the Torah, he didn't just give us laws to live by, but he created a relationship between Kaviyachol and the Bnei Yisrael. And this relationship is described as the relationship between a husband and a wife. B'yoyim chasunasai zumatan Torah. The relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a relationship of ahava. It's a relationship of shir hashirim, like the Ram says in the end of Hilchas Teshuvah. The chol shir hashirim mashal hu le'inyan zeh. It's a relationship of ishus. So said the Megala Mukais. He said, that's why you find that all the psukim that describe this relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael use one word. The word li. The atem tiu li. You always find the word li. He says the reason is because li means you're mine. We're one. It's a lashon of ishus. Harei at mikudeshes li kedas moish of Yisrael. That's what a chassan says when he's standing under the chuppah. So much so, the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin that if a chassan would say harei at mikudeshes and he wouldn't say li, it's a yad she'enoi moichiach and the Kedushin wouldn't be chal. The relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is symbolic in the word li. And the reason is because it's a relationship of ishus, and that's what ishus is. It's harei at mikudeshes li, says the Megala Amukos in Parshas Balak. He says that Balak knew that secret. He knew the power of the relationship of Li. And that's why when Balak hired Bilam, what did he tell Bilam? L'cha oro Li esa'am azeh. He said, go after Li. As long as there's Li, as long as there's a relationship of Li, you can't touch the Yidden. They're invincible. But l'cha oro Li, if you shout ois the Li, if you're able to break that, like this, you have a chance. The relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the relationship of Shir HaShirah. It's a relationship of kichoyla sahava on it. It's a relationship that you can literally describe in one word. The word is li. But with that relationship comes tremendous responsibility. Just like a chosin and a kala, when they make vows to each other, it comes with responsibility. They have to be faithful to each other. And there are things they cannot do now because the relationship is such that sekumpet and achrayas. The relationship of Li that Klai Yisrael had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Kabbalah Satayra was such a relationship, it was such a deep relationship that if the Yidden were doing Aveira, let alone the Chet Ego, how would they get Kapara from that? It's such a umala mal. It's such a merida in the relationship that there'd be no way they should get takon. So Moshe Rabbeinu says the Megala Mukos understood that. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He went and he took the luchos and he broke the luchos. And like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Va'ata hanichu li. He understood what he was doing. He was breaking the li. Because if there's no li and we don't have that relationship, so now we're not going to be held to that standard anymore. If we're not going to be held to that standard, then it's going to be okay. So the shviras haluchos wasn't just breaking the luchos, but what it was doing was it destroyed, it wrecked the relationship, Kaviyachol. Because we had a relationship of Li, where we were going to be judged like an Eishes Ish, and now all of a sudden we're not being judged like an Eishes Ish. But like the Mashal and the Medrash, now we're going to be judged like a Pnuya. What do you mean? I thought we had this whole relationship with Klal Yisrael. No. That's true. But the Shviras Aluchos was a break of that relationship. The good news is we got the lead back. We got the lead back when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchos Shniyos during the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally said, after the Arbam Yom of Yemei Rotzin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nisratza, Vayom Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha, and we ended up getting Kapara. So at the time, it was Chodesh Elul, we said that maybe that's Pshat, that Chodesh Elul is Rosh HaTevis, Ani L'doidi, V'doidi Li. Because it was during those 40 days that we got the Li back. That's when we got the Luchos Shniyos, and that relationship, albeit a more diluted Ksuba, the original Ksuba was Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, it was Luchos Rishonis. We're plan B. That's our existence in this world. Everything is plan B. Plan A doesn't work out in this world. One day, but not today. But the point is we got the Luchos Shniyos. But what was the Luchos Shniyos? It happened during Chodesh Elul during the 40 days of Yemei Ratzin. And that's the concept of Ani L'doidi B'doidi Li. But maybe, above my pay grade, but maybe, if the Shviras HaLuchos that came about through the Chet HaEgel was destroying the relationship of the Li, so that at that time, Klal Yisrael weren't Eishes Ish. They were a Pnuya. Kimavur b'medrash. Ukimavur b'megala amukais in Parshas Balak. So maybe when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged the Bnei Yisrael immediately after the Chet HaEgel, he told them that if whoever did it to Edom of Asra, whoever did the real Avodah Zarah is not going to be judged b'skila. He's going to be judged b'sayif. Skila is for the Bnei Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael get judged b'skila. But now they're going to be judged b'sayif. They're going to be judged Kibnei Noyach. They're judged Kibnei Noyach because on some level, they don't have that relationship anymore of Li. They got it back by Luchos Shniyos. But it could be it's even more than that. It could be this was Michastei HaElyoy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not going to judge you like Bnei Yisrael. What Moshe Rabbeinu did with the Shviras HaLuchos worked. I'm not looking at you as Yidden. If I look at you as Yidden right now, there's no takana. There's going to be no chance. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. Breaking the Luchos was breaking the relationship of Li. And this is Ke'ilu Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayodoy. Chazal said in the Gei, the Shviras HaLuchos, that Shloish Shadvar, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't be died that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim. Yashikoychachim Sheshiba. And Enochin, I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to judge them like Bnei Noach. It feels like the worst thing that could happen. A Yid that gets judged like a Bnei Noach. What could be worse? It wasn't. It was Michesed Elyon. I'm not going to judge them like Yidden. Because if I judge them like Yidden, like in the Mashal of the Medrash and Parashat Kisisa, Klai Yisrael has no huffening. There's no hope. I'm going to judge them like Bnei Noach. That's Yashikoychachem Sheshibartem. Maybe that's a little bit of the Pnimius or Indian as to why it was that after the Chet HaEgel, even though this was the greatest form of Avodah Zarah, and someone does Avodah Zarah, but Mezid Beit Masroh, he gets Skila. But over here it was Saif. And like Rashi says in Yuma Samech Vavam Beis, and like the Bali Teisvis said in Parshas Kisisa, it's because they were judged not like Yidden, but L'Toivasam, they were judged like Bnei Noach.